This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden says the United States is boosting its donation of COVID-19 vaccine doses to the world. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
At a virtual summit, the president called the pandemic a global tragedy that will not be solved through half measures.
We need to go big.
He says the U.S. is doubling its buy of Pfizer vaccine doses to 1 billion for sharing with the world. Other well-off nations should follow suit.
Not selling, donating, not selling. Doses to low and lower income countries.
Wealthy nations have been sharply criticized over the inequity of dose distribution. Even the stepped up U.S. commitment is just a fraction of what's needed to meet a goal of vaccinating 70% of the world population by this time next year. Sagar Magani, Washington.
France will send its ambassador back to Washington next week after French President Emmanuel Macron and President Joe Biden agreed in a phone call Wednesday to meet next month over a submarine dispute. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden spent about a half an hour on the phone with his French counterpart, Emmanuel Macron.
It was friendly. It was one where we're hopeful and the president is hopeful. This is a step in returning to normal in a long, important, abiding relationship.
In an unprecedented move, France recalled its ambassadors to the United States and Australia after the U.S., Australia, and Britain announced a new Indo-Pacific defense deal last week. As part of the pact, known as AUKUS, Australia would cancel a multi-billion dollar contract with France to buy conventional submarines and instead would buy nuclear-powered vessels from the United States. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has promised a strong response after several shots were fired at his principal aide's car on Wednesday in what a senior official called an assassination attempt. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
A volley of at least 10 bullets hit the car near the village of Lesniki, about 3 miles outside the capital, Kiev. Police say the driver was wounded, but the aide, Serhii Shafir, survived unscathed. A criminal case of premeditated murder has been opened. Shafir is close to the president and leads a group of advisers. Zelensky said he did not know who was behind the attack.
What are these powers? It could be internal, maybe external. Saying hello to me with shots from the forest at my friend's car is a weakness. But the response will be strong.
The head of the president's political party has said that Russia could be behind the attack, but the Kremlin said suggestions of Russian involvement have nothing to do with reality.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. The Associated Press is reporting that many Haitian migrants camped in a small Texas border town are being released in the United States. AP correspondent Elliot Spaggett reports that the criteria for deciding which Haitians at the Del Rio camp were released in the U.S. was not clear.
The United States government has said very little about who is getting released and who is getting expelled back to Haiti. The two officials that I spoke with said that the single adults are the priority for the expulsion flights to Haiti. About two-thirds of the people in this camp in Del Rio, Texas, are families. In the past, the priority has been to release pregnant women, LGBT, people with health issues, anyone who's deemed more vulnerable. And so that could be what happens with the Haitians here today.
That's AP's Elliot Spaggett. Travelers and authorities from India and some African countries are furious and confused about Britain's new COVID-19 travel rules, calling them discriminatory. We get more from AP's Zaria Shackley.
The British government announced what it billed as a simplification of the rules last week, including allowing fully vaccinated travelers arriving in England from much of the world to skip quarantine and take fewer tests. But the fine print on who was considered fully vaccinated is proving far more complicated. In order to skip self-isolation, travelers must have received a vaccine under the American, British or European programs or have received a UK-authorized shot from an approved health body. Bodies in more than a dozen countries in Asia, the Caribbean and the Middle East made it to the list, but India's did not, or nor did any in Africa. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.